Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Plymouth County Attorney Darren Raymond says an Akron man was found guilty of sexual abuse in the second degree and incest in a jury trial that concluded yesterday. Charles Wayne Dixon was found guilty of the charges, both felonies, but a sentencing date has not yet been set. Dixon was placed into custody after the verdict was announced and will remain in jail pending sentencing. The defendant faces a mandatory sentence of 25 years in prison for sexual abuse in the second degree, a Class B felony, and must serve a minimum of 70% of the sentence before he's eligible for parole or work release. Dixon also faces an additional prison sentence of 5 years for incest, a Class D felony. The case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and the Plymouth County Attorney's Office. The Office for the State Public Defender in Sioux City says their office is not accepting the case of Omar Martinez Cruz at this time due to an overload of this type of case. As a result, the court is requested to appoint another counsel to represent the defendant. Cruz was arrested in Sioux City October 6th for a homicide that occurred in Lamar's on September 30th. He was charged with first-degree murder and the deadly shooting of Miguel Martinez. A preliminary hearing on the charge will take place on Thursday, October 17, in Plymouth County District Court. The Plymouth County Conservation Board is looking forward to adding more property to the Hillview Park near Hinton. Conservationist Nick Beck says last month the Board of Supervisors purchased a 14-acre parcel to add to the park space.
Approximately 14 acres, and it is essentially an addition to the addition we just did here in recent years. It was part of a parcel that was predominantly pasture ground, and it is a nice little addition that we, you know, had kind of identified, you know, at that time, and it just took us a little bit here to get it put together.
Beck describes what's important about the parcel that makes it valuable to the Conservation Board.
You know, this essentially is just an addition to the parcel that we had, meaning it would appear if you were there that it's part of the same parcel. You know, like surrounding ag land and that, there's just a little more buffer between that and what would be, you know, the natural resource now. So when I say access, I mean, you know, the ability to get all the way around the pond and things like that.
Beck says Hillview Park is well suited to a variety of uses. They're nearing the end of its summer season. Campgrounds will close soon, but like all of Plymouth County's parks, they're open year-round. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources and the USDA Forest Service is offering large shade trees, low-growing ornamental and fruit trees, and evergreen trees at discounted prices. You must submit an order form to reserve your trees. The form can be found online at www.iowadnr.gov/trees. All Iowa residents can purchase up to 2 trees to be picked up at several locations around the state. Tuesday, October 15, trees can be picked up at Riverside Park in Sioux City from 4 to 6 p.m. Reports say at least 3 million customers in Central Florida are without power after Hurricane Milton slammed ashore Wednesday night, bringing heavy rain, flooding, and multiple tornadoes. MidAmerican Energy has a 70-member disaster response crew in western North Carolina, which was hit by Hurricane Helene a few weeks ago. MidAmerica's Tina Hoffman says the Iowa crew is working with Duke Energy to restore power in the Asheville area. Hoffman says Duke has asked the Iowans to stay put and continue for the next few days. Reports say some 90,000 homes in Georgia and North Carolina remain without power after the earlier storm. Hoffman says Florida will be able to get help through a network of utilities in other states. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.